The only thing that links climate and inflation is how Democrats use the two or are going to use the two to steal $1.2 trillion. I must say the unmitigated audacity and gall of the regime leader Biden and the Democrat Party is so desensitizing that it almost, you know what it does? It defies description. It defies explanation. You know, it is said that the Roman Emperor Nero, was so possessed by Beelzebub and the boys, so loved his orgies. By the way, what was Nero doing? He was having orgies at the Caesar Palace. And that he loved this, and he was so addicted to this, and he so despised and hated the Christians. This is in the third century. The Christians who were in Rome going like, you're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be doing that with just with men. You're not supposed to be doing that at all. And it is said or is written that Nero so despised being told that he was doing something that was unnatural, unclean, unhealthy, and an abomination and a sin that cries out to vengeance to God, that so he wouldn't hear it. This is why he began the persecution of the Christians and drove many of them into what we call catacombs, into the catacombs. Did you know that Emperor Nero, for example, would select certain Christians that had been captured and had refused to apostatize and would not deny the faith, that he chose some of them to bear witness to his orgies? Did you know that Emperor Nero would have his people organize a bestiality, sodomite, lesbo, Epicurean orgy fest that would go on until they ran out of wine or people had passed out? Some of them were killed. Do you know what they used for nighttime illumination? Because you got to remember that all they had was candles back in the day. Do you know what they used to light up the orgy palace at night? Do you know, Maggie? You know what they used? Christians. They bound them, wrap them in rope like they were the end of a pitch torch, covered the rope in pitch, and then set them on fire. They put them in basically in steel cages, stood them up, and set them on fire. Miniature plane, you're making that up. I'm not making it up. Nero did not want to be told that he was going to get monkeypox from his orgies, and that was his answer to it. Pretty much sounds like what the Biden regime and what they're doing over there on Fox News with Outnumbered and the Kennedy gang over there. Can I ask a follow-up question on this? How is this in whose warped and sick, twisted sense? Yeah, but I don't want to offend anyone. Do you want to kill them? In whose sense of charity is this charitable? Yeah, but Fox gets you right on this, and they let Tucker Carlson. Maybe they have Tucker Carlson there to keep you tuning in. Maybe they go like, look, just let him get away with it. Look, look, these people are going to lose anyway. We control everything. Well, just let him do it. He makes it look like we are still their conservative alternative. If you go to climatedepot.com today, you will find this at the top of the page. New study, little evidence of changes in extreme weather trends. Physicist Dr. Ralph Alexander, quote, "The mistaken belief that weather extremes are worsening because of climate change is more a perception fostered by media coverage than reality. The IPCC's new statistical method is playing an unworthy part in bringing this sorry state of affairs to pass." You do know that the Biden regime, that the Schumer and now Manchin Senate are going to concoct this wet dream of every red commie who's ever lived and thought that they could change the weather as part of their command and control state. All of their little fantasies and dreams are going to come true, and about $1.2 trillion is going to be stolen, pilfered from you and from me, and given to them and their buddies to blow on orgy parties. And there's no evidence for this, and it doesn't matter. You know, we all will just like, evidence. Remember during the entire disgusting epic that was the Corona Doom, we kept saying that, where is the evidence? What does the evidence reveal? For example, I meant to cover this 2 days ago, didn't get a chance to. Steve Kirsch. Steve Kirsch's newsletter. While we're talking about things that have no basis in evidence, let me tell you what there is a basis in evidence for. You were lied to. I was lied to. We told you about it from the get-go. We never, ever, not for one nanosecond, did this radio station or any host on it ever for 1 minute throw in with the pandemic, shandemic crowd. We told you in January about Event 201. This is January of 2020. We told you that Trump was being set up. We told you that, what was the motivation? Come on, TKD, what's the motivation? The first motivation was get rid of Donald Trump. How are you going to do that? You're going to use the Corona Doom and the lockdowns to make legal and possible mail-in fraudulent balloting. That's the whole purpose of it was, number one, to place a couple of billion people under the thumb of authoritarian medical dictatorships, expand the powers of the state, and number two, and just slide in the real agenda. Let's get rid of Trump. Why? Because when the Biden regime came to town, baby, they've already spent $6 trillion. That's over and above the 4.5 to 5 trillion that was already baked in, if you will, as a part of the Budget Reconciliation Acts. Now we're going to add another 1.2 to it. That's going to bring the grand total to somewhere north of $7 trillion in 2 years. You want to know why you have inflation? That's why. You want to know why it's probably not going to go down? That's why. They're going to throw another $1 billion, which is approximately, now I'm approximating here, this is approximately about 7 to 8% of the total economy. Of all economic outputs, it's about 7 to 8%, depending on whose numbers you believe. That means that it's baked in now. You're going to have $1.2 trillion added to the money supply. You're going to then have a commensurate amount, if not more, of inflation. And there's nothing Jerome Powell and the Fed can do about it, even if they raise interest rates. So now the fabled and storied 1.5 to 2 percentage point hike in the prime rate that supposedly is coming in 2 weeks in August, if they want to combat with Biden, with Joey and the boys are about to do this fourth heist of the Biden regime and the corona pandemic shamdemic cabal, Powell's going to have to raise interest rates to 3%, by 3%, if that's what the Fed is really trying to do. I don't know that it is. At least they're playing, they make it look like they are. This is a disaster. As Richard Barrett was saying yesterday, You can say whatever you want about the housing market and this is out of control and that's out of control. If you pull the rug out from under it, it does drive a lot of economic activity. Now, look, I'm going to sit here and tell you and going like, you shouldn't worry about that and neither should I. What we should do is continue our march into a solidarity state between each other. Don't do business with them when you can avoid it. Put all the chickens and duckies that you can into your own homestead. Buy intrinsic worth items now. Buy food. Hey, Maggie O'Connell and Susan Sherman have teamed up to bring you, it's new in the Founders Trading Post. You can get it today. Suzanne Sherman's Red Hot Chili Prepper book, which is a real easy read. It's just got practical, common sense lessons in it. For all of you that are homesteading, go get yourself a copy today. Red Hot Chili Prepper. Get it? It's in the Founders Trading Post, shop.mikechurch.com. We continue the plan. Do not. And this is why also, folks, I sit there and after Maggie made me, force me to listen to Kennedy, and there was bumbling boob idiot on Outnumbered and Fox. I came back in here, and I have my news mix going on, so I have four news stations and the Weather Channel up there. And I'm standing in front of them. I'm looking up at the four. All four of them have Biden on, whatever Silky was saying, whatever Creepy Joe was saying yesterday. And then when he was done, then I could see what each station cut to. And I was watching the Fox feed, and I'm just going like, I mean, why don't people see this for what it is? It boggles my mind. It truly does. Why don't people see that your addiction, people's addiction, what's on the news today? To sit there and have this on in the background all the time, this cannot possibly be healthy. They are convincing an entire civilization that their very next breath, the next one that they're going to take while they're watching this, must be approved by someone in a far away, in a city, in a galaxy far, far, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.